All right, Sunday. Getting things fired up here tonight for another episode of America's first and favorite two-wheel motorcycle entertainment talk show, Shop Talk, coming to you live from the Dennis Kirk Motorcycle Studio. Can't wait to get this one started, but let's give some shout-outs. Jamie Roberts, Charlie Wright in the house first tonight across the line. Bagger Batter, Dennis Stauber, Big D checking in, Marengo, Illinois, Jeff McKinney, Youngsville, Pennsylvania, Steve Broyles in D-Town. Good to see all you guys here. Hey, listen, if you're watching, put your name up where your city is, where you're watching from, so we can give you a shout-out. We get a kick out of it here in the studio. This is going to be a killer show tonight. Not only do we have some of our garage builders for the build-off for Smokeout on with us, but we have a great announcement for the Mills on Wheels program. The folks from Logic Cycles in the house, waiting with bated breath, playing dominoes as we speak, just to try to bide their time. Don't want to get caught short in the domino. Look at him, looking around. He's talking about me, you say. Steve Henderson, hey now, Bill Stevenson. What's up, Grand Rapids, Michigan in the house. The Landreth Farm, Dale Reardon, Washington. Jamie Roberts, I live in the town where men are men and the cows are afraid. Roger D. from Springfield, Oregon. Dad of Josh, Tom Banks in the house, 84U, Pittsburgh. The Mighty Quinn with a Sunday. Josh Owen Sr., Madison, Indiana. Hey, listen, if you guys are digging what we're doing here every Sunday, we go live with this show 9 p.m. Help us out. Hit the like and share button. Set your alerts. Make sure your friends and neighbors know when we're going live with another episode of Shop Talk. Greg White, Gus in, all the way from Laga Vista, Texas. Matt Richard in with us. We got about 2 minutes and 23 seconds till we go live with this episode. That's just enough time for you to grab a cold drink, kick back and relax, and get ready for Shop Talk. So much to get through tonight. Lots of stuff happening here in the studio, man. It's going to be crazy. You don't want to miss any of it. Stick around for Shop Talk. I hate when the music ends like that, because then it seems like I just signed off. Like, stick around for Shop Talk. Boom, it's over. Okay, that was a good chat. Who's going to TMMR? That's a trick question. Everybody's going. Rob Miller in the house with us. Good to see you, man. Paul Adams, Ford City. That's a neighbor right there.
Yes, sir.
This is my favorite part of the song.
Is it?
Getting that groove on. Hey, happy Mother's Day, you bunch of mothers.
Bunch of mothers.
Mighty Quinn, there's no better show on the planet. Wow, those are big words, man. Thank you. Evil Rick is in the house. Evil Rick. Hey, everyone. Oh, we're down to a minute, man. This one's so close, I can smell it.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry.
Was that you? That little Mother's Day treat right there. Jeff McKinney, Monday night prime time. Behind Rudy's Fairing, good evening. Chris, Williamsport, PA. Man, a lot of friends and neighbors here. 30 seconds, that's enough time for us to get this one out of the station and up onto the tracks. Let's go live with this week's episode of Shop Talk. Here we go. Okay, scooter tramps and chopper jockeys all across the land. It is just after 9 p.m. on the East Coast. That means it's time for another episode of Shop Talk. Happy Mother's Day and welcome to the Dennis Kirk Motorcycle Studio. I'm your host, Chris Cowan with Cycle Source Magazine, and we're getting ready to go live with 90 to 120 minutes of all the two-wheel bullshit we can fit. There's the crew.
Some good two-wheel bullshit.
The dog is taking over the show already. It's ridiculous. Tim Stahl's here.
Tim Stahl.
Shut up.
You shut your mouth, Tim Stahl.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Lost my screen.
Okay.
Screens are so overrated.
I'm frozen.
And that's why you'd let the dog take over the show right off the bat, right?
Oh, Nuggie's looking large right there.
Look what she brought me. She's starving.
So that's how I get Dana to cook.
Yeah, just walk around the house with your Fugle.
So lots of stuff going on here. You could see, actually, let me put up a full screen of Heather. You can see that Heather's poor office is in complete disarray.
Right? It's a disaster. I mean, it's always a disaster, but
we're on a top secret mission right now.
That's right. Super top secret. Only Mark knows, and he hasn't told the world yet.
I don't even care.
Mark doesn't care.
I can't tell.
He's working on a steering column from 1929.
Yeah, you know, you got to keep things real.
Go ahead. Get down.
All right, man. So what's going on?
What's he doing?
TMMR. TMMR. Dude, well, she has to.
Coming hot.
Go.
Like, everybody's going to be there. It's going to be a great event.
Wow.
Sorry. That was a disaster.
Tim Stahl, feed me.
Oh, I like food.
So TMMR, week away, right? We'll, by this time next week, we'll be there.
Actually, by this time next week, it'll be over.
Well,
right. Everybody'll be leaving.
You know, I'm going to let Heather run the show tonight. There you go.
And go.
It's fine. Heather. I will just sit here and be quiet and not say anything the rest of the show.
Did you bring Kleenex for her today?
Right? Jesus.
No, right, Bill, man. Mark's not going to be there. Mark doesn't go anywhere.
No, sir. I don't leave. I'm not allowed to leave my house. I'm stuck there. That's actually going to be a really good show. I wished I was going, actually, but I think I may be taking a ride next weekend or close to next weekend.
Yeah, buddy.
So
where are you going?
See Poppy, my best friend in the whole world.
Oh.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
Mark's going to pick up the big chassis score.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you see my mother over here? I know everything.
Yes. Yes, she does. Mm. Happy Mother's Day, Judy.
Happy Mother's Day, Judy.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. There's no whining in motorcycles. Rudy, are we going to fight again?
There isn't. There is in baseball, though. I don't care what you say.
Anything going on in Pittsburgh next weekend?
There is.
Yeah, didn't you hear Mark is going to get the chassis? He's going to be working on a cool project.
Isn't there a big music festival? Was that this weekend or next weekend here?
I don't know. But let's talk about motorcycles. There's a big music festival. Let's talk about motorcycles.
Well, we started on TMMR.
Yep.
Which is going to be pretty effing exciting. We had Buck on, last week, right?
Yep. Yeah, and it's
all kinds of cool shit planned. Unfortunately, I'll miss it all.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I sort of wish I was going. I miss everybody. I was back and forth with Fording the other day about it, so it would be great to go. You know, this August is my dead time, so can't do crap right now.
Yeah, and it's crazy here. We're going to be actually coming in. We got a secret mission that we're on the way to TMMR, but here's one of the things that we're coming to TMMR specifically for.
For those of you that don't know, 3 years ago I started the Tankful Project to raise money for Meals on Wheels for our food insecure seniors, because everybody needs a full tank. This year I want to expand that program, and we're doing the inaugural Lunch Lady Wrap, because everybody needs school lunch. Join Moto Women 24/7 and guest Maggie Holt. It's going to be a two-hour ride with a sack of snacks provided for everybody that attends. So here's the deal. On Friday, May 17th, we're meeting at the main entrance to TMMR for kickstands up at 2 p.m. Donations are not required, but they are encouraged. 100% of all proceeds are going to go to kids' school lunches. Let's get those kids fed.
All right. Heather and Miss Janine Jessup.
I'm so excited about that. And I have to say, I appreciate you so much. We have a giant super secret project going on right now, and you're stopping in the middle of it to make sure I can be down there. So I really appreciate good stuff. That.
If you're not aware, we've been involved for a few years with the whole Meals on Wheels campaign, because so many of the elderly Americans who struggle with food insecurities need that extra help. Heather and Janine have taken us a step further. There's a lot of kids who get provided school lunch when school is on. The mm-hmm. unfortunate part of that is when everybody goes on summer break, there's a gap that needs filled, so they're working on that.
And if you don't mind if I expand upon that a little bit, I actually also found out last year through an unfortunate incident with a friend of mine, not all schools have free lunches. And, you know, we're lucky here in Pittsburgh that the 53 schools in our school district do provide free breakfast and lunch to all students regardless. Not every community is like that. And it came to my attention that if a kid doesn't have money on their lunch account, they don't get to eat. They don't get food. They don't let them run a tab. So they go hungry throughout the day. And for me, that's just not acceptable. Number one, the policy needs to change. But no kid should be hungry, especially sometimes because they may not eat at home either. So if we can put some money on some kids' accounts or give them lunches throughout the summer, then that's what I'm going to work to do with this project.
I'm not sure how to segue this, so I'm just going to do it, as awkward as it might be.
Sorry.
Professional Monkey has checked in, and apparently it's 9 a.m. in Singapore.
Yes.
Well, with them while he's eating breakfast.
Immediately, it brings to mind the word Singapore sling.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not sure if he can provide us with a better definition of that.
Hopefully he's not having breakfast in a ladyboy club.
Tim Stahl said that he's going to send his associates with a donation. So nice. There you go.
Tim Stahl has people?
Yeah, nice. He does have people. He's and Tim Stahl's big in Singapore.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that Tim, he's got it going on.
Hey, so listen, if this is your first time watching Shop Talk, please don't judge us based on this performance alone.
It varies. Wow. It's never professional, but it does vary.
No, man, listen, we appreciate you being here. Professional Monkey says, I'm going to the Long Bar to have one in the bar create the Singapore Sling in a few hours. Right on. Send us some pictures, man. It's a drink. Well, I understand it's a drink also.
Whatever makes you feel better, Monkey. Whatever makes you feel better.
All right, so listen, if you're the first time you're watching, then please tune back in and grade us on the curve. We honestly deserve it. We do a lot of cool stuff here. Some of that is even newsworthy.
Yes. The Shop Talk World Report is brought to you by Law Tigers. Get the compensation you deserve and get back on the road with Law Tigers.
First up in the news tonight, from our own CycleSource Magazine World Report, introducing the new Rivid Outset electric motorcycle and extremely accessible new pricing.
I don't even know what's going on right there.
Well, so I put that up in comparison. So the Livewire, which, yes, I know has the Harley Davidson branding on it or whatever, or actually it's the Livewire branding now, is $23,000. This bike out of the gate looks pretty similar, is like $6,000 with the same. Like same distance, same speed, like a lot of the same functionality for a quarter of the price.
And who's the company again?
It's called Rivid.
Outset vital statistics include up to 70 miles range, 75 mile plus top speed. As such, riders need a motorcycle license to ride the Outset and Anthem, which offer motorcycle brake positions and twist throttle. Outset has 33-inch seat height, but its compliant suspension and narrow cushion means it will comfortably accommodate a range of riders, further differentiating it from the Anthem. Outset gets its own headlight design, weighing 315 pounds.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the EV thing, but I thought it was interesting that, again, it was the quarter of the price of the Livewire. They have an off-road version and then the urban version, whatever.
We should get them each to give us one and compare them.
Tim Stahl. I know a guy in the motorcycle world who raffled off a bike to pay all the outstanding lunch debts in his county.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Dill Stereo, just say no to EV. Becky Quivers Arling, just say no, kids. Professional Monkey, China.
He's a man of few words.
James Patience in the house. What's up, buddy? Good to see you here. All right, next up in the news. Yes, we're going to do more of this ridiculousness.
Oh,
also from our Cycle Source World Report, Indian Motorcycle announces charity ride with Folds of Honor. Indian motorcycle owners around the country come together to raise funds for nonprofit organizations supporting the families of military service members and first responders. Folds of Honor provide educational scholarships to the spouses and children of U.S. military service members and first responders who have fallen or been disabled while serving our country and communities. Indian Motorcycle to give away custom Indian Springfield to individual who raised the most funds. Additional product and prizes offered for various levels of donations. Very cool.
Yep. Anything that gives back. I'll take anything that gives back.
Mm-hmm. I dig it.
This is kind of cool, man, from the AMA today. AMA announced the American Motorcyclist for Kids. I don't know if this is just a digital publication, if they're doing this in print also. Do you know, Heather?
Yeah, I couldn't figure that out either. I apologize. But I just think it's cool that they're doing just something for the kids.
Yep.
Like, I love that.
Yeah, and it's...
It looks like it's really going to be print.
It really is geared to kids, too. I mean, in the digital edition, you can see a lot of live links and everything. But I'm wondering, does it say up here within the magazine you'll find plenty of friendly, kid-friendly stories, games, and more? Check it out. Share it with other kids so they can enjoy this edition. Also lines up with this year's AMA Take a Kid Dirt Biking Month, which encourages kids to get outside and ride through the month of May. So after you finish enjoying this magazine, make sure you get outside and ride your motorcycle, because the only thing better than reading about motorcycles is riding one yourself. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was neat.
So you guys can just go to AmericanMotorcyclist.com.
It's all about
the com.
And check that out. I think it's neat. Share it with your kid.
So back in the news, South Dakota, AMA still trying to figure out how to do the racing in the streets of Sturgis. And it says right here in the story, Rapid City AMA Pro Racing is making a final push to host flat track races in downtown Sturgis. At the end of 24 Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, last month Sturgis voters overwhelmingly voted against the city's agreement with the AMA to host the race with a count of 1,031 to 437. Despite this decision, AMA was granted an extension by Fox Broadcasting to come to a new agreement by the end of May. AMA has submitted a new proposal to be considered by the city's leadership.
Mm.
It's a tall order, right?
I mean, it's a lot of dough, man.
And
it's all about the money.
Now, if AMA came in and said, hey, we're gonna pay for it if you let us do this on your city streets.
Well, and that's what some of the, whatever you call them, their supervisors or town council mm-hmm. members, that's what they were saying. They were saying, hey, you know, if we let you come in and do this, fine, you keep all the TV money.
Yeah.
But, you know, you take care of all the ancillaries and everything rather than the city pay the big...
And that's what I don't understand. Why do they want to stick everything in their pocket and somebody else pay for it all? I'd vote no also.
Right. So lots of stuff going on in the news, man. That's all we're going to get to right now, because we want to bring in our first guest and talk about this right here.
Something super cool.
It is. Right now it doesn't look like very much, but it's going to be a hell of a custom motorcycle. A whole bunch of people are coming together, throwing parts at this thing, and Logic Cycles is building it, and we're going to all get together and raffle this thing off in honor of the Mills on Wheels program. So let's go right now and bring Ricky and Brandon from Logic Cycles in and talk about this motorcycle. Fellas.
What's happening?
Oh, my God, we still have both of them. It's amazing. And so, Ricky's even paying attention. What are you on break from Domino's?
Carol yelled at him.
Well, I'm using the Domino holder to hold my phone, so I can't play right now.
So let's talk about this bike. What year is this motorcycle we're starting off with?
It's an 08 Road King that a friend of mine passed away at a shop in Mahoningtown, PA, Doodle. Mark Stoviak was his real name, but it was Doodles V-Twin. And he passed away, and his wife, Franny, had a bunch of stuff and a pretty big mess to clean up. And so I bought several of the bikes out of his shop to help her out with her expenses and stuff. And graciously, my son gave this one away for Meals on Wheels.
Listen, right? How about it? I remember when he called up and he said, you know, what would be perfect for my dad's motorcycle is for us to do something with this charity.
Yeah. He's a good kid.
Oh, don't church it up now.
Your mama in the mouth.
Oh, you can mouth off because he's too far away from you to smack you in the head, huh?
Yeah.
So what are your plans with it? I know you're not going to leave it like that. What are you guys going to do with it?
We're planning on doing, you know, we're going to take the bags off of it and make it kind of like a Vikla style bike. You know, make it a nice, reliable, good bike that pretty much anybody will be able to get on and ride. So, you know, hopefully whoever wins it is going to, you know, enjoy the bike and keep it and not, you know, or maybe they'll raffle it back off while we're there. We'll have a live auction right after the raffle and, you know.
So
give that money back to Meals on Wheels.
So this is the way this thing is working. Just to cut in on it for a second, we have the whole raffle right now going. It's live on Galabid. Heather's going to put the link up for that so you guys can go. Tickets are only $20 a piece, man. And like, you know, Brandon just said, 100% of this is going to raise money for Meals on Wheels. We're going to pull the winner at this year's Smokeout, but we've already got. All of these companies have come in and they want to give parts to make this a truly exceptional motorcycle. You can see down in the bottom corner there, Clockworks, Bagger Nation is in, Paul Yaffe's in, Doug's Polishing, NAMS has donated, Fueling, Steve's Garage, Dynojet, even Grease and Gears Garage got in on it, and we kicked some wheels into the project. So it's going to come together pretty quick. We're going to follow the whole thing through on social media, so you want to keep track of that through Cycle Source and regular updates on this show and stuff as well. But
yeah, so ticket sales are live. I just posted a link, $20 a pop.
Yeah, it's worth every penny of it.
Yeah, yep. My mom already is buying a ticket
and
right now.
And if you know anything about Logic, you know anything about what Rick and Brandon build, you're going to get a badass bike, hands down. So definitely worth $20 a ticket. And Brandon, that was, I said something nice by you. Don't let that go to your head.
And we're only selling how many tickets?
I have it marked to 1,000 just because I would like to see that many tickets sell. I would like to see us raise that much money for Meals on Wheels, but you know, that way it's not limited either. We'll sell as many as we can. You know what I mean? And see how it goes.
That's awesome. Cool.
So are you going to keep posting stuff, pictures, or are you just going to make everybody wait to show up down there and see what they get a shot at?
Oh, no, we're gonna be pretty heavy on social media. I'm going to be taking videos. And, you know, once we get it back together, we're going to dyno it. And, you know, we'll have good dyno numbers. And then, you know, I think the plan is still we're going to put some miles on it before it goes down there. I think my dad's going to be riding it from his house and wherever you are, Jasper, to, you know, and he's going to ride it into the Smokeout. So,
oh, cool.
Nice. You know. So Professional Monkey just said if you're going Cholo style, he can work on getting some stretch bags for you for it if you'd like. That might be pretty neat. I don't know.
Right on.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you, Monkey.
Yep. Tim Stahl thinks we'll sell the 1,000 tickets quick. So.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Not only you know you're getting a great bike from good builders, but the charity factor, you know, it's going to something good. So buy those tickets up, man.
And it's going to be
as far as good, Mark.
That was Brandon.
I was going to say, you know, and it's going to be, you know, a fresh bike from stem to stern. You know, it's going to be... You know, the motor's going to get gone through, the transmission's coming out, you know, it's going to be, you know, upgraded oiling system, upgraded cam plate, you know, it's going to be a good, reliable motorcycle, you know, when it's done. So, you know, that's the goal behind this is to raise money and give somebody something that they can enjoy.
Well, and I'll tell you what, too, like Mark and I both knew Doodle as well, so that's another part of this that kind of brings it full circle is the fact that you know, he's involved somehow in this, and
he'd be proud
helping, you know, fix things up there at the end of his life. That was definitely a tragedy. So it's good to see all of that coming together.
I love it. I'm excited.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm excited. The title's in my name, and I'll have a signed, notarized title for whoever wins it at the smoke up.
I can't thank you guys enough. That's so incredible. No. Do you know how many people that this could potentially feed?
No,
it's incredible.
It's incredible. In Spearfish, the people that I've stayed at their house for, I don't know, 10 years or better, Ken and Aaron, they work with Meals on Wheels, and they donate their time to deliver Meals on Wheels. And that whole town, which is an older town, only had an $8,000 a year budget.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, well, the Hamsters and Ed Kerr, you know, brought this around to where I think last year they got, I think, $40,000 from us. So hopefully we can do better. And I'll tell you, the people that get this really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, I don't know, Chris, is it all going there? Or are we going to split it up or what?
You know, the Tankful Project stuff that Heather has at Smoke Out, we split that between Salisbury and Spearfish. But, I mean, this there's no reason why this can't be, you know, 100% out to Spearfish.
Well, that's your call. However, you know, you want to do it, that's totally up to you. I think, Brandon, you're planning on having the bike ready, and it'll actually be in Sturgis.
That's the plan. Yeah, it's going to go out to Sturgis with us. Yeah.
I just like the fact, like, we've always been like this the whole way through, you know, our time in motorcycling, but I like when we go into an area, like all the stuff that we do at Salisbury, I love the fact that we can be, you know, really involved with the local fabric there by doing something like this and not just come in and, you know, tear a hole in the middle of the ass of that town and party our brains out and leave. Like, we actually leave something behind. We're a little bit part of the community. So I can't thank you guys enough for all of this.
Well, you know, like I say, you can do whatever you want. You know, we're just supplying the bike. And, you know, I'm going to be playing dominoes. Brandon's going to be building it. And...
Mark, I love how he said, we're just supplying the bike.
Do you guys have any idea what you're doing with the paint?
Yeah, it's going to be black. Oh, Steve Reed's doing the paint.
Nice.
It's bike's going to be black with silver panels on it.
Very nice. I'm excited. I can't believe you guys are doing this. What a great thing that you're doing to help the community.
Paul's sending some handlebars and some other stuff, and Clock sending us fenders and fuelings, supplying a lot of stuff. And who else, Brandon?
So James,
Zelinsky.
I know there's some Fat Daddy's wheels going on there.
I think Grease and Gears TV is, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, my man.
Booyah!
Look at that.
Big Pines.
Big Pines right around the corner. If you guys haven't heard about that, boy, we got a good old time coming up down. Ricky and Pipes put together a killer ride for this. This is the third annual Big Pines run, and they got something smoking down in southern Ohio. That's going to be a good time.
Looking forward to that.
So right now I keep posting the link in the comments. I will have a landing page on the Smoke Out Rally website probably by the end of the show, by the end of tonight. So you'll be able to find tickets there as well. Tim still says we should go up to 2,000 total. We'll see.
I do plan to buy a couple tickets myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, my ticket, it's going right back in. If we win, you know, we're going to have a auction the bike right there and see how much more money we can raise.
That would be so cool.
Twice.
Yeah, I couldn't doubt that that it would sell. I mean, if there's the opportunity to go higher, I would sell more tickets. This is a benefit. I mean, anybody, like Brandon said, you know, to buy multiple tickets for $20 for a raffle to win a bike like that might not be a bad idea. And again, it all goes to charity. It couldn't hurt. So,
well, let's see how
every dime of it.
Yeah.
There's no money coming out.
That's amazing. You guys are incredible.
It's all 100% to Meals on Wheels.
Yeah.
Right. So if you know old people, you know, that need to eat, it's worth it.
I'm a little hungry.
You know, how about Heather's mother?
I mean, hey, there's people out there that are not eating to afford their medications.
Yeah, most definitely.
Or not taking their medications because they have to eat.
Absolutely.
And it's
there's people that play dominoes too much and don't eat.
You know how much weight I've lost?
Yeah.
Is that all from dominoes?
You look skinny on this camera.
Stop eating the dominoes, Rick. You're not going to, it's not good for you.
You know, it's.
Yeah.
Maybe
start eating more dominoes and stop playing less dominoes.
But my mom is a volunteer coordinator at her local food pantry in a small community in Massachusetts. And it's shocking how many seniors have to use that service.
Did you read her comment?
Yeah, if she wins, she's keeping it.
I love
that.
Right
on, Mom. Right on. But anyway, like, again, we all know how near and dear it is to my heart. And I think everybody else, I can't thank you guys enough for stepping up and taking on a project like this and donating your time and everything to help us raise money for Meals on Wheels. It's incredible. Thank you so much.
Well, those Hoffman boys, they're real givers.
Thanks for letting us do it.
I appreciate it. There's a lot of people that are involved that, you know, are helping out with this too. So, you know, it's a group effort for sure, you know.
I think we all agree it was damn big of Brandon to get this all going, too.
It was so nice of Brandon to give his father's motorcycle away.
well, when my shop has 5 of his bikes in it, I got to do something with some of them. I got to.
Well.
Oh, Jesus. All right, man. Well, listen, what do you have for people? Because Logic Cycles, this is going into the second generation now of Hoffman Logic Cycles. Where can you tell people to go check out more of what you're doing over there? Because we want to plug the shop a little bit too.
You can check us out on Facebook. That's pretty much it. We have an Instagram at Logic Cycles, and our Facebook is Logic Motor Company.
Right on.
Tradition. Keep the tradition alive.
Not
that's
all
it.
Of them.
That's it.
No, listen.
No, really.
I kind of grew up with your father. Don't do it.
Well, hey, he's not real far behind.
I can't balance a cup on my head while I ride a Segway, so I don't know how well I'm going to be at carrying the torch.
I don't know. I can say just from a few trips with you, you can do a few things exceptional while you drive. So
true. Exactly what I told you not to do.
Yeah, right? My dad's going to kill us.
All right, man. Well, listen, thank you guys so much. And to everybody out there watching, we're gonna have them back on here, but there'll be plenty of stuff on our social media, on the Smokeout website, all through CycleSource on our website. So keep checking in on this. And one more time, thank you. Thank you both. Thanks to the Hoffman boys and Logic Cycles for kicking off a great cause.
Yep. Thanks, everybody.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks guys.
Bye, James.
All right, man.
Hi, James.
We'll talk to you in a little bit. All right, man. Hey, you're watching Shop Talk here at the Dennis Kirk Motorcycle Studio. We're going to take a look at a feature bike real quick. Cool, cool feature bike that we shot at St. Louis Cycle Showcase. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk to some of the builders from the garage build-off at Smokeout this year. Don't go anywhere. You're watching Shop Talk.
Out of Focus is brought to you by Garage Build. Submit your build, share your passion. Powered by Dennis Kirk.
My name is Andy Boyd. And I'm from St. Louis. The bike was it was a burned up garage fire bike that I bought from a local guy who buys and sells motorcycle parts, and I bought it with the intention of turning it into a chopper. I'm a big fan of reusing old parts. Whether it's that I don't have the money to buy the parts I actually want, or I just like the way something looks. So the whole front end was off an old 1974 Montesa dirt bike. Obviously, the fork tubes are new, but a lot of people don't know that the older dirt bikes, a lot of them use 35 millimeter stuff. So there's a lot of really cool old parts that you can incorporate on a modern day chopper without looking like everybody else's parts. And so I like that about it. But I think I went 12 up, and in St. Louis style, instead of raking it, I deraked it a little. That's what we do here. That's what we're known for. Just an 80 shovel, 6-speed transmission, and then all the rest of the parts are just hand fab. You know, they're stuff I got from friends. This one I got a lot of help from friends, man. And or swap meet parts. And then a local guy, Chili, paints a lot of stuff, a lot of custom stuff here in St. Louis. And he, at the very last minute, I think I gave him, he told me, if I don't have this stuff by Christmas, I'm not going to have time to paint it. And I gave it to him a week and a half ago. And he knocked it out for me. So this truly was a group effort from a bunch of guys that I know. Just good guys. Chili's custom painting here in St. Louis. And then the guy I work for, Brian at River City Cycle Parts, great guy. You know, I did the frame down at his shop. And, you know, other than that, everything's pretty much homemade. You know, I did the seat myself. The seat pan's actually an old street sign. And like I said, almost everything on here is either modified by me or handmade by me. And then the reason I started making so many parts out of stainless steel is I ran out of time to send anything to the chromer. So it's like, if I make it out of stainless, at least I can polish it myself and have it ready to go. And, you know, so up until the last night before the show, I was working on parts, trying to get it done, which I know you hear that all the time, man. It always goes down to it. It's one of those things where I had stainless steel stock, and I wanted to do something a little bit different. And on this one, the carburetor is so heavy that not just the motor mount, but I want to incorporate the a support for the carburetor. And so actually my girlfriend helped me bend. I heated the tubing in the vise, and I told her, keep going. And we, you know, got the angles right, and then just welded all the pieces together. My name is Andy Boyd. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and you're watching Grease and Gears TV.
Standing between you and the open road is some garage time with the right parts and accessories to make your motorcycle roar. And that's why riders everywhere choose DennisKirk.com, the one stop you need to get your Harley back on the road. Our knowledgeable tech staff will help you navigate our more than 185,000 parts, apparel, and accessories that are ready to ship today, with free shipping on all orders over $89. So tune up your ride and get ready for the next adventure. Ride more, wait less. Dennis Kirk.
I'm Corey Ness, Marlon Ness Motorcycles, and you're watching Grease and Gears TV.
Thank you. Whether riding takes you from A to B or just lets you escape, there's a flow to the road you share. So go with it. Eyes open, and always have the Law Tigers by your side. If you've been injured in a motorcycle accident, visit us at lawtigers.com. Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers.
All right, welcome back to the Dennis Kirk Motorcycle Studio. That pink bike dude was my absolute drop dead favorite from Cycle Showcase this year.
Super cool bike.
You can't even tell. Like, every time I walked past that bike, there was more to look at on it, and like, so much. A dude did so much to that bike. It was badass.
And that's saying a lot for Cycle Showcase.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, for that to have been picked your favorite. What, last year my favorite was that Honda. Remember that Honda? Man, that thing was cool.
Yeah.
It was a toss-up for me this year between that one. There was a killer little pan head over in the right corner, and I really, really loved Carl Pusser's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Carl did a
filled it with that shovel head.
Yeah, Carl did a good job this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing was pretty awesome.
All right, man. So in short order, we are all going to be back where it all started in Salisbury, North Carolina for our very own smokeout going into our third year of running this, the 24th year of smokeout as a whole. But if you're not aware, it's back where it all started. We took it back to the Rowan County Fairgrounds, and this year we're adding in a brand new thing, the Garage Build-Off. In the spirit of the amateur chop-off that Smokeout was always known for, we invited some 52 builders to apply to be one of the builders picked as the top 12 that we're going to put on display for you guys to all vote on. We're going to pick one builder as the Garage Builder of the Year. And you can see on the Smokeout website, all of the garage builders are listed there, all the finalists. They are scurrying about to build their motorcycles as we speak. Got a bunch of prizes coming in already from Lowbrow Dennis Kirk, Mama Tried, which whoever wins this thing automatically gets invited to Mama Tried 2025.
Big deal right there,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, it's very cool. And prizes in from Lead Sled. We got some stuff from Spectro. DM is going to provide some machining. Mid-USA is in with it. Lowbrow is in. Dennis Kirk. Pretty good thing, but tonight we actually have a panel of the builders that are taking some time from their wrench time to come in with us and report in on how the build's going. Let's go to some of them right now. How you doing, fellas?
Man. Good.
All right, so T-minus, how long, how far out are we?
Oh, wait a minute here, I can tell you.
Oh, boy.
Let me go to the countdown.
I hate when that happens.
September is, that's way far away, dude.
52 years away.
Way far away.
It is 115 days, 12 hours, 13 minutes, and 40 seconds away.
Three lifetimes.
Gonna go quick.
That's plenty of time.
You guys are gonna get these things done, change your mind, and rebuild them by then.
I'm hoping I get mine done soon enough so I can already start beating on it. That's always been my problem when I'm building a motorcycle. I want to get the thing done so fast so I can go ahead and start riding it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So,
hey, can you guys hear me?
We can.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, cool.
So, Jordan Hamilton is in with us tonight. Unfortunately, we're having some problems with his video. But, Jordan, go ahead and tell us about the bike that you're working on. I'm going to put some pictures up while you're talking about it.
Well, first of all, it is fortunate that you can't see me. I'm not the best looking dude in the world. The black screen may be better. So this bike I'm working on, truthfully, I wasn't prepared to build a bike, but this was an opportunity that I couldn't pass up. So I happened to have enough parts laying around to put this thing together. It actually kind of has two stories. Some of the parts started out as a bike I was going to build for my uncle years ago, who unfortunately passed away. And from then I took the frame and some other things. And I got this 131 cubic inch engine and a little 43-tooth rear sprocket. And I just wanted to see how fast it could go in a straight line, kind of as a pro street kind of bike. And so I put a real heavy wide glide. I'm doing a 16 on the rear and a 23 on the front. So it's just kind of a cool pro street on a rigid frame. And the gas tank is kind of what's going to be the showpiece of the bike. And in the handmade gas tank, I took some 1939 Ford headlights and I made some bezels and I kind of put them in there. And I took some old hood ornament that I think is off of 50s. Pontiac, someone told me, and I put it in there. So you can see through the gas tank.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I found a way of sealing it. So that's just kind of a neat thing that I've never seen. You know, years ago, I remember Chica, he did an all-glass oil tank,
which
was pretty rad. And this is kind of just kind of my take on doing some glass into it.
So, Jordan, I think you're the builder from the furthest away. You're in California.
Yeah, I am.
And what made you decide that you were going to build a bike for Smokeout in North Carolina?
Oh, well, truth be told, I had a really, the last 2 years were the roughest years of my whole life by far. A lot happened. And when I got that invitation, it was not just a happy thing, but it was a very emotional thing because it was kind of the first good news that I'd had in 2 years. So it was like, it was kind of like, I have to do this no matter what's up against me sort of thing.
That's great.
That's amazing.
And the funny thing is, back in December, I had to sell my home in Oceanside, and all of my stuff is in storage right now.
Oh, no.
I've been living in an Airbnb since January, and I'm still trying to land a place with the garage so I can set up shop and finish this bike.
Oh my god!
As soon as I do, there's going to be some long hours.
Wow!
Because I really want to stick with it, but yeah, it's going to be quite an experience, you know.
So
I'm not betting on myself. I just want to finish it, hopefully.
What town are you close to there? Did you say Long Beach?
Well, I was in Oceanside, you know, at the beginning of this competition here, which is near San Diego.
Okay.
And right now I'm in Orange County, which is right between San Diego and Los Angeles.
Well, anybody that's listening to this out in that area that has some space that can lend some space, please reach out to us and we'll pass your information on, because somebody's got to give you a spot so you can focus on this. Because I know for me, whenever the shit hits a fan in my life, like spending time in the garage sometimes is the only thing that keeps me on the rails.
Yeah, I'm actually still really excited about it, you know, and yeah, and thank you for putting that out there. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we've got to know somebody out there that's got a corner they could give up.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Let's do some digging.
So, Josh,
that would be cool.
Josh, let's come to you next. Let's talk about your motorcycle.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of having to not in a place of like, you know, having lots of money, and that's kind of the whole deal with being a garage builder, especially an amateur garage builder, that I'm reusing some stuff. So you guys know the split decision bike. I actually tore that motorcycle down and was using the motor in that for my gold chopper. And I was riding that thing around a lot. And then when I got the invite for this show, I decided to pull the motor back out of my gold chopper, and I modified the split decision frame. And I got a buddy of mine that's over in Maple Syrup Land, Canada, Jimmy Andrix. He and him been working on a front end design for a couple of years. So I got a front end that's getting done for it. And then shout out to Johnny99. I reached out to him to talk about purchasing some parts. And some of the stuff he had was for I'm running a 67 generator shovel. And I was asking him about his mid mounts, and his are for like cone motors and up. And he asked me, he was like, dude, like, have you done anything with aluminum? I was like, no, but I'm willing to try. So he actually sent me a one of his cast aluminum builder kits for the oil tank. So got a hold of his oil tank. And then what you're seeing in this video here, I bought a sheet of aluminum. And I'm actually going to build all the tins out of aluminum to go with that oil tank that he supplied me. So I've been going through the motions of learning how to weld aluminum, and it is a mother effer. Yeah. It's tough, buddy.
Boy, not fast. Super fast.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. What's nice about it, like it, like with steel, steel's a little bit harder to form, like especially hand tool wise. If you got like planishing hammer stuff like that, then it makes it a lot easier and quicker. But with like aluminum, you know, the steel is much easier to weld, but the aluminum, you can form it so much easier. The process is quick, but man, when you get to the welding, I mean, you just second guess your whole life.
Yeah. Welding very fast.
And I just, I met Jesse Serpan with Raw Iron Choppers actually at y'all's Garage Builder Show 2 years ago when I brought the split decision bike there, and he approached me, and we actually became really good friends since then. And that's one thing I wanted to reiterate about you guys reaching out to people to help Jordan is, like, with this, like, chopper community, it's amazing how, like, not even knowing people, how helpful everybody is, and they're there for you.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love that with this, you know, with this, I guess, community, you can say. And so I've been talking with Jesse a good bit about tips and tricks, and Johnny, he hit me with some stuff too. And, you know, at the end of the day, you got a hard knock set as well, but these guys have always been super helpful in answering, you know, any questions of mine. So we're getting there. We're moving forward. And I just started mine, like we were saying in the waiting room, about a week ago.
Wow.
So just going through the motions of learning the aluminum, and it's a pain in the ass, but it's really fun. I absolutely enjoy building stuff and giving something that is, you know, like a, just a blank sheet of metal, and giving it purpose and giving it soul and making it meaningful. Like I absolutely love doing this kind of stuff. So getting the invite to this was huge. A guy I was living with, he gets up at like 2 a.m. for work. And I told him, if he heard me screaming, it was because I was watching Chop Talk. And if I made it into it, you know, I was like, dude, don't be alarmed. And sure enough, when you guys called my name, I almost threw a party there at the house.
That's awesome. So I have to tell you how great I think it is that you're repurposing your motorcycles. I'm not sure if people know how many of the OGs that led this and got a lot of the chopper world to where it is reused their motorcycles. They used the same motorcycle for their first 5 and 6 motorcycles.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite stories to talk about Arlen Ness at the beginning of his career, like his first 2 or 3 or even 4 motorcycles. He'd go out, run the circuit, you know, make a big impression, go home, tear the motorcycle apart, build it into something else. And that's a lot of people did that.
Playing Legos with your motorcycle parts.
Some people still.
All those pictures I submitted to you guys for the show, you probably saw that 67 generator shovel in a lot of those different bikes because I will get a wild air and it'll be like a Sunday night and I have like a, you know, frame sitting there and I'm like, dude, I haven't ridden that frame in so long. And within like 2-3 days, it's a motorcycle again and I'm beating the hell out of it. And then, you know, once that wears off, then I switch back over to another frame that I acquired or, you know, something like that.
So I want to ask you about this picture here. What is this? This was included in your photos.
So that was a really, really big part of my life, man. For 10 years, I raced motocross. And what's really cool about the TMMR, I actually raced there in 2008 at Loretta Lynn's.
Wow, you raced the amateur nationals.
Yeah, nice.
I did, yes, sir. No yep, shit. I made it there in 2008 in the 250C class. And we did not have any business being in the sport. We were just not enough money. We weren't, you know, like dirt poor or anything, but it's such a rich man's sport. And especially in that time in 2008 with the market crashing and all that, like I remember that year specifically, I had a YZ250 and after the area qualifiers, so you got to go through area qualifiers. I think you got to get like top 12 in that. And then when you go to the regionals, they take, I think it's been so long now that I've been out of it, but I think it was like the top 8 and I qualified. I believe it was 4th in my class that year. And my bike blew up every single week after the regional. And we almost could not make it to that event because we were having to rebuild that motor, I mean, every week. I mean, it was terrible. And we had a good buddy of mine. He had a YZ250, and we ended up putting all my chassis, everything, all the parts and stuff onto that bike and took it there. And we got lucky that they weren't running any VIN numbers or anything because my 05 was a steel frame. And that bike was actually aluminum frame. So, I mean, it was a totally different chassis setup. And in that racing world, like a steel frame versus aluminum frame, the flex and how much you're riding, you feel all of that and the differences in what the bike is doing. So, like, we showed up there. I maybe rode that bike 2 days, and then I went and raced the biggest amateur national in the world. And, yeah, it was tough. I think it was 11th overall. Is what I ended up placing
right
there.
On,
yeah,
that's up there.
Right on.
Dude, it was brutal. Like that whole area, it's so ungodly hot. And then the track is just, it's so brutal.
I mean, it's no joke.
There was nothing. I remember that summer, like we're here in South Carolina, so I mean, we get some really hot summers. And I rode pretty much every week with like hoodies on and just training like crazy just to prepare myself for the heat and humidity at Loretta Lynn's, and there was nothing I could have done to prepare me for that event.
So I see we're getting comments here that you did awesome. Roger, is that your dad?
Yeah, man. Is he watching?
Yeah.
So, yeah, awesome. Yeah, he's out in Oregon right now.
I can feel for him. And when you're talking about how expensive the sport is, because we used to have a magazine called Trackside that we did at the same time we were doing CycleSource before CycleSource really took off on the national newsstand. And I did a lot of stuff with like District 5 and, you know, did a lot of AMA stuff. And it bummed me out, man, when the EPA and everything pushed for the four-stroke thing to take over. Because that was really the line of demarcation, right? Like you could get guys that could go out to the track with their kid. And if a top end went on that bike, you know, you were pocket change.
Yeah.
On the side of the track, you could put a new top end together, the bike's back out on the track. And when they moved over to four stroke, it was it, man. Like it really became who.
Yeah, rebuilding the top end on a four stroke. I mean, just the top end, you could do the whole motor on a two stroke.
Yeah, right.
You know, bottom up. It was crazy. After Loretta's, that's when I got onto 450s. And then I raced 450s for probably 4 or 5 years before I stopped racing.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to compete against them too, especially like track condition wise. If you were on like a deep tilled, loamy track, a two stroke would really benefit more on a two stroke because it's not digging down into the dirt. And then when you got onto like a hard pack track, like the torque of a four stroke and the power curve of it, I mean, you would just eat guys alive on a hard pack track on a four stroke versus them being on a two stroke.
I remember the first time a buddy of us took us riding and he let us ride the four stroke. And I came out of a corner and I was just, my timing is off and everything. And I was like, if I was on a two stroke, I would have just pulled off the track. And I was like, well, everybody says, you know, just roll it on. So I rolled into the throttle. I totally expected the case to jump, and it just went right up over.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the corner over a double. And I was like, oh, this is bullshit.
Yeah. When they were first coming out, I mean, they were pretty shitty when they first come out. I remember we got a first year Suzuki, and it was a 250F and four stroke. That thing was the biggest piece of shit. Like, we always had ragged out bikes when we were racing. And then my pop scratched enough money and got a brand new four stroke. Dude, that thing broke down every single time we rode it. Yeah. There was one time we were at, there's a big track. It's called Muddy Creek. And I think that one is in, it might be North Carolina. It's North Carolina or Tennessee. And we were sitting on the gate and the water pump sheared off, just sitting there idling before the gate dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a total piece of shit. Dude. But
when the four strokes first hit the scene, like I can remember everybody scrambling trying to figure out how to adjust the heads and like all the bullshit that was going on. They were just
starting them.
Oh yeah,
when they were super hot, they had no starting.
I was gonna say that was one of the big things, was getting them started again.
Yep.
Hey, but listen, I want everybody to give Roger a special hell yeah and thanks for being a motocross dad, because that's the kind of shit right there. Like,
yeah,
motocross dads are what makes it happen for this whole thing.
Yes,
man.
It
that's
is.
Where it all starts.
Yep. Yeah, and shout out to my pops too. Like, that guy is a riding fool. I know he's probably watching this and he's laughing, but this guy took a. Oh, and I had my my shop, JD Motorcycle Repair. He got a brand new 2016 Road Glide, and I think it was by 2018. Dude, he racked up 90,000 miles on that thing.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, we had to put another motor in. I mean, he rode that thing from North Carolina to Alaska, cross country trips, you know, every single year. I mean, absolutely. I mean, just riding full. So,
well, Roger, hopefully we all get to meet you.
Yeah, he might be down there at Salisbury, but I don't know. Awesome. Gotta ask him.
So, last but not least for tonight, we're going to go to our other Josh for this evening. And this is, you're kind of in the family. I don't know. You might be disqualified for nepotism.
Huh? Hey, come on. Come on.
How you doing, buddy? Listen, no, honestly though, we're so glad that you got into this. Oh, yeah. And you know, you come from good people. Daniel Donnelly, one of our staffers out there.
Yeah.
We love Daniel and Carrie to death. We love the fact that you're in on this. But tell us about your motorcycle.
Well, it started out as a blowed up 81 Shovelhead. So I rebuilt the motor and rebuilt the transmission. And I pulled the old jammer frame out of a barn in Michigan that didn't have a roof on it. And a lot of everything off of it's come off a Facebook Marketplace or homemade, or like the controls Daniel's dad actually made probably 16, 17 years ago.
Oh, no shit.
And we found a guy that he made them for, never used them. So I said, those are mine. And this is the second time I got it about 3/4 of the way done and found out I was getting in this, so I said, okay, we're blowing it back apart and we're doing it right. So,
dude, I want that plate. I want that primary plate.
Yeah, yeah, that's
behind
cool
that
shit.
Belt drive.
You wouldn't have wanted it when I first got it. one piece, you couldn't adjust it. Somebody back there where I cut it had it all boogered up, welded, and so I cut it apart so you could actually adjust the tranny and the motor so you could tighten the belt up. The belt you could slide on and off with it hooked to the motor and a tranny, and
that was
a Facebook Marketplace find.
So you got some parts from Leo on this motorcycle.
Oh yeah, I figured it was fitting that it had to have something Leo made on it.
Yeah, buddy. So a lot of our old time BMR guys from Big Mountain Run will remember Leo coming out with Daniel before and stuff. He's one of my favorite human beings on the planet. He's another
good
one
guy.
You know, I don't know how much of a motocross dad he was, but he was definitely a motorcycle dad.
He was always
right there with Daniel.
Yeah, he always did some really cool shit. What a great guy he is.
Right. So how far are you into this, man?
I'm a couple weeks off from tearing it apart and sending everything out to Chrome. And then I'm going to try to con my buddy Daniel into helping me paint it. So I'm trying to do as much on this myself as I can. I don't want to send a bunch of stuff out and have other people's hands on it. I want to see how much of it I can actually do. So, this is the first complete engine I've ever built. I've done a lot of top ends and never had the bottom end apart. But
do you draw all those?
I blew the bottom end of that apart. And
do you draw all those speed holes?
Daniel did.
Did he? I was going to ask you because
that looks
like Daniel.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got the mill, so he drilled those, and they're external oil return lines. So we drilled the back of the cases so we could run them into the back of the cases instead of wrapping the lines around. And I'm running all AN fitting lines just because I think it looks cleaner and kind of gives it that race car hot rod look, you know.
Yeah, you definitely have a big hitter in your corner there. Daniel's one of the best.
That's so cool. That had to be a super pain in the ass.
What's the size of that motor?
I think we figured out it's like 89 cubic inch now.
Because I see you got it set up for dual plugs.
Yeah, it's dual plug. It's a little hot rod. It'll be a little spicy.
Right on.
I mean, it's not overkill. I'm still kickstarting it. And it'll run pretty good, you know, on a 800-pound motorcycle.
And fun to kick.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the rough
part. I kick
them
all. I always said that's how real men start the bike.
Absolutely.
Yep. And after Florida, I was like,
Yeah, no, not a real man no more. I guess I'm out on that.
In the middle of kicking my panhead in Florida, my kicker pedal broke in half, and I drove my leg into the ground. I limped for the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what was that about kickstarting motorcycles?
Where's that damn button?
Oh, I had an iron head shooting me over the handlebars once.
Oh, my God.
That's what I told Heather. She's the other day we're... You know, God bless Big D. He gave us a motorcycle for Heather to build her first bike out of, and it's an old iron head. And she's trying to practice kickstarting it and stuff. And luckily, the points are completely wiped out on it, because I'm watching the way she's kicking it. I'm like, baby, listen.
I'm going to get hurt.
When we finally get this thing ready to start, you cannot kick that motorcycle like that, because with your little tiny ass, you'll be on top of the roof of the house if that thing kicks back. Like, it'll throw you completely over the house.
That's heavy.
I have laid in so many parking lots kicking a motorcycle, just blowing through it, and just your knee is just going opposite directions, just laying on the ground.
It's going to be great. We're doing a kickstart contest at Smokeout this year. We're totally ripping it off at Danger Dan.
Dude,
he did a killer.
We were in Texas and saw Danger Dan do his kickstart contest at the Fandango. It was the coolest shit that I've ever seen.
Freaking awesome. But
you sneeze on his bike and that thing fires right up.
Right?
Every time. I lost to him at the I think it was 2 years ago at Daytona, the Choppers Magazine show, and it was second or third in the kickstart contest, and he was letting other people kick his bike and it would fire up.
Yeah.
Didn't we do that at BMR years
ago? That's awesome.
Was there a kickstart?
Yep, this
in
fires right up.
Not
when
a
you look
BMR.
At it and it's ready to go.
That was one of the cool things about Dan's. Like, they do a couple rounds, and then all of a sudden they come up with different stuff.
Because, everybody's bike's just going.
Yeah, one time everybody has to turn around backwards and kick it with the other leg. Then they start picking people out of the crowd to kick the bikes. And
like you can pick a friend to kick it for you. Then you have to pick a stranger to kick it for you.
So we're doing that at BMR or at Smokeout this
hopefully
year.
Hopefully nobody picks me.
Nice.
I'm going to be like, you kick that sons of bitches.
I want to get in on the mini bike races.
Oh, we got a mini bike for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a mini
bike. Is it one of those the Death Trap Colemans?
Stop now.
Oh, yeah.
Those things, I built one and I put a one of those. They probably all have Predator engines in it. It was like a 212 with mountain bike, like disc brakes on the back. That thing, out of all those years racing dirt bikes, that little Coleman was the only bike that ever scared the shit out of me to get on.
Well, just recently now, we bring about six or seven of those mini bikes to Smokeout so that everybody gets a chance to race. And just recently, the guy that works on them for us discovered that if he took the governors off, they become truly
dangerous.
Death traps. Yeah. They're all out of hand now. So it's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right, man. Well,
I've never been to the Smokeout show before, man. So I'm trying to let my hair down and get wild.
And listen, I got to tell you, I'm so excited that you guys all got so fired up about this because this was such an important part of Smokeout back in the day. Like the amateur chop off, it was such a big thing. And guys like Daniel and Pat Patterson and so many great names came out of that whole thing.
Brian from Black Sunshine.
Yeah. Dude,
like, God.
It's just, it's a really, really big tradition that you guys are helping carry on, so I appreciate it.
I wanted to ask you guys this. So I'm going to ride my bike there. That's kind of like the traditional thing, I feel like, with this show and the beginnings of this show. If I wanted to get into, like, the drag race stuff, am I able to, like, pull my bike out, do the drag race, and, like, put it back in kind of thing? Or is it, like,
absolutely.
Once it hits there?
No, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
There's
okay, we'll make sweet. A sign. Go go if you want to see this motorcycle go to the drag strip.
This bike is right now on the drag strip.
There is no losing there is no losing points for extra participation. I think that might get you extra points. If you ride there, put it in the show and put it in a race and put it back in the show.
Only if you don't clean it after you're done racing, you put it back up in the show.
Yep.
The one thing, that thing is gonna be leaking some oil.
We have drip hands, it's all good.
So that I had a 77 Shovelhead. That was my first Harley. I got it when I was like 19, 20. I still have it. The transmission that came with it is just a regular ratchet top four speed. I've used that transmission since then, and I'm about to turn 32, and I cannot get that thing to stop leaking. It has forever leaked. But my last resort was giving it to Pete, because Pete Hill is pretty much in my backyard, and I was going to give it to him, but it's kind of one of those where it's, you know what, all my chains that I've ran the same chain, because it's always in an oil bath. I don't have to buy chains for it. So it's kind of one of those. Yeah, I might just leave it like it is. But
we have a 73 iron head that I think is actually the Exxon Valdez. Because even when we drained it, it still leaked.
I finally figured that son of a bitch out. And I'm going to admit it right here in front of God and everybody. I figured out why that bike... We took the oil out of that motorcycle for years.
And it still leaked.
Oh, yeah. And it still leaked. And we're like,
it's just making oil.
How is this possible? I was going to send it to a college so they could figure out how this thing was self-generating its own oil. But here's the deal. The petcock was hitting the rocker box, and it wasn't shutting completely off. So it was just constantly spilling gas through the whole motor. And I imagine the motor inside is clean as a son of a bitch.
It's beautiful. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the only oil spot in my trailers from that stupid thing. Great. I love
that split decision bike. When I tore it down, it was the same way. I had that thing, the frame just sitting in the shed, and it didn't matter where I put the frame. There was always oil. And it had like a bracing like underneath the transmission. Well, one of those bracings, I guess, had like a little pinhole in it, and the transmission oil was just going into the frame, so the frame was filling up with oil. So it was just always draining out of it.
Oh,
all right, well, listen, guys,
Jack Daniels,
I appreciate you guys coming on tonight, and please keep us up to date on what you have going on. I love the direction all of this is going, and I'm truly, truly honored that you're helping us carry on this tradition, so thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys, man. You're living the dream because of y'all's hard work with all this. So thank you.
Right on. Well, we'll check into you again real soon.
I think Matt gave you guys homework today.
Yeah, everybody's going to get together a video. Okay. We're going to bring it out on social media for everybody.
So, and Jordan, if you're still here, we're going to put some feelers out for some shop space for you. No promises, but we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
I'm still here, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Anybody in California with an extra spot in your shop that we can help this cat out with some space to work, man, get in touch with us.
Thank you.
All right. We'll check in with you guys again real soon.
Good luck, guys.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
See you soon. Nice talking to y'all.
Speaking of all this smoke rat talking, Tim Stahl, I still have your helmet in my truck. So when you forget to bring a helmet this year, it's in my truck. So every time I load tools in and out of that truck, I laugh. I'm like, shit, there's Tim's helmet.
All right. So smoke out this year, smoke out 2024, September 5th through the 8th, Rowan County Fairgrounds. You can get on smokeoutrally.com.
Get your tickets.
And get some tickets.
Do not miss it.
You don't want to miss smoke out.
No, dude, the dirt drags, but what fun. God. Everything just...
Yeah, that picture that you're looking at right there,
That's
from the dirt drags, man, and boy...
It is fun.
Let's see, we got a little video right here.
The location is brought to you by Clockwork.
40 ride, kick everybody's ass.
Here.
So we switch to Friday night under the lights, and man, they will always be nighttime drags under the lights.
Jeff.
Smoke out
115 days.
Oh. 115
days, 11 hours, 41 minutes, and 15 seconds.
Remember that drunk a hole that was determined to kill himself at smoke out? Are you kidding me?
I was like, there was only one of them?
Oh, I know exactly who he's talking about.
Yeah. That's like being at the Iron Horse and be like, have you seen my husband? What's he look like? Oh, he's got long hair and a black t-shirt.
And a beard. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So one of the big things that's a highlight for Smokeout we were talking about earlier is the Tankful Project. If you don't know what Tankful is, we ask some 12 or 15,
20
now artists around the world to get involved and do a custom piece of artwork. We put the whole thing up for auction, and this year is no exception for the level of talent that's out there. And there's a quick update.
That's Mikey Machine Paints. This year, it's super cool. Lowbrow donated the tanks, and they sent full tanks. So some of the artists are doing two separate half tanks, and then like Mikey here, he's doing a full tank. So I think most of them are going to be usable tank sets.
Right on.
Is that going to affect the mounting factor here?
I'm not sure.
We're gonna figure that part out. But it's too cool. It's too cool to pass up. Right.
Right.
So the deal is, we put these things up for
this
live
is
auction.
Flea's Color Factory.
Wow. Right on, yeah. Ron Fleener.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
So we put these things up for live auction. All of the proceeds go to Mills on Wheels. We split it up between Salisbury, North Carolina, and the Spearfish Mills on Wheels. Wow, Flea killed it.
Yeah, he did. And again, he's got another whole other half. I think he's doing two separate halves.
It looks like it.
Which is great, because then that'll be two items we can auction. This is Dweeb Designs. He's actually by trade a tattoo artist that reached out and asked to be a part of this. And he killed it. This actually, I think, is already shipped and is on his way. That's cool. Super cool.
So all of this is in conjunction with Ed Kerr, founding member of the Hamsters. We do this to support Ed's initiative for the Mills on Wheels, but boy, it has just turned into a beautiful, beautiful part of Smokeout. In the front building, our big fancy building that we call the Legends Gallery, you can see all of these displayed proudly with all of our invited builders and the Richie Pan Memorial that's there.
Awesome.
One more artist.
One more, and this is Deluxe Customs. Derek Luck. He came to me at Smokeout last year in the middle of the Tankful exhibit and asked if he could please do a tank this year. And this is his first half.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So thank you very much for sharing those.
No, absolutely. Thank you to every one of the artists that have put their time out to do that. We're going to take a look at a product real quick and come back on the other side. And I believe we're going to bring this thing back into the station with some events. You ready to go, Blondie?
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. You're watching Shop Talk here in the Dennis Kirk Motorcycle Studio.
This is Chris with Cycle Source Magazine's Grease and Gears TV, and this is your product spotlight. Today's product spotlight is on the LaPera Seats custom spring-mounted solo seat. Great seat for the project we're working with here, the Twisted T-Hopper bike, because of its 13-inch width. With the width of a soft tail frame, this is going to give us a nice solo look, you know, help out with that kind of hardtail, and it's going to bring the transition of the lines from the 3.5-gallon tanks into the back of the bike and bring it all together. This seat retails at $256. And for our purpose, we've decided to pair this with a V-Factor solo seat mount for springers. Now, this is a kind of a neat thing. Everything in this kit is chrome plated. Like I said, comes with all the hardware. It retails for $31. Really helps pull off that old school look for a soft tail without, you know, getting drastic. You pair that up with some solo seat springs that you can get from MidUSA. Also, these come in at like $4. They come in various heights, 3 inches, 5 inches. I think the set that we're going to go with actually is even down to like an inch and a half, but we're going to see once we get this mocked up.
The whole thing is available at your local MidUSA dealer. Stop by anywhere today. Tell them that the guys from Grease and Gears TV sent you. Until next time, I'm Chris. This is your product spotlight.
It's Jeff Zielinski from NAMS Custom Cycle Products in suburbs of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and you're watching Grease and Gears.
Right, you can watch it on any TV, including this show that you could be watching right now on TV. If you are a subscriber of Grease and Gears TV, you can watch it through Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Apple TV, Android TV, iOS and Android devices. You're watching Shop Talk through the courtesy of Dennis Kirk Motorcycle Studio, but that shameless plug was straight here from me. Because I want to tell you, it took us years to get Grease and Gears TV together. We're super stoked and proud about it. We want to know what you guys think. Let us know. A lot of your favorite content creators are on there as well as the poop that we group. Check them out today. Let us know what you think about that. But coming up very shortly, Heather and I are launching a new endeavor for Grease and Gears TV called Great Roads of America. And one at a time, starting with the very first episode, which is going to be on the Tale of the Dragon, US 129, we're going to go and document the great roads.
So I don't ever want to hear either of you two whine about your jobs.
I'm so excited.
Just to let you know.
I know.
I've never done the Tale of the Dragon.
It's hard sometimes, Mark.
No, I've never done the Tale of the Dragon. This will be a first for me. And I actually saw a picture today. I was like, holy crap.
Super cool.
Yeah, it freaked
her out.
It was
like, zoop, 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 zoop.
One of my favorite things is being like up towards the top and, you know, taking a break and hearing those cafe bikes coming up that hill, going through the trees is freaking awesome.
And we got this cool new camera that I'm dying to try, especially on this trip. It's going to be so awesome.
Professional Monkey, you're right. Key West will be on the list for that. Including, also, we're going to be doing some big roads like the Great River Road that I rode before with Milwaukee Mike, which is the road that goes all along the Mississippi River as it makes its way through the United States down to New Orleans. We're going to be doing the Alaskan Highway, whole bunch of stuff. Yep. Like it's going to be
Alaskan Highway be super badass.
Yep. And I'll tell you some of the best. You'll be surprised when we get to Oregon, Idaho.
Idaho
has
awesome.
Some of the coolest shit. You cannot even believe the riding in Idaho. I had put it off to my 49th state riding a motorcycle because I was like, Idaho, who cares,
straight
right?
Line. Yeah.
Dude.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Like, it was such a cool state.
So, lots of events going on. Obviously, we're all packing up and getting ready for TMMR at the Loretta Lynn's Ranch next weekend. But if you have an event coming up, you can get us to read it right here on this show. All you have to do is put a self-addressed sealed envelope. No, I'm just kidding. That's what we used to say.
Self-addressed stomped envelope.
That's what we used to say on radio. No, all you have to do is email Heather at cyclesourcemaine@comcast.net, and she will read it on a little segment
that
she
Saturday
calls
Night Live? Self-addressed stomped envelope.
Dun news.
Dun news.
Jane, you ignorance love.
A Shop Talk Events calendar is brought to you by the Bikers Info app, the Everything Bikers app. All in one place, Biker. Everything you need, and it's free.
You ready, Heather?
I'm going to try.
And go.
Tennessee Motorcycle and Music Revival, May 16th through 19th, 2024, at the amazing Loretta Lynn's Ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. That's coming up this weekend. You can get your tickets at motorcyclesandmusic.com. at TMMR is the inaugural lunch lady ride this Friday, the 17th, 2 o'clock at the main entry to the ranch. Come ride with us. It's a 2-hour scenic ride. We're going to give you a sack full of snacks just for showing up.
Sack of snacks.
Sack of snacks.
She said sack.
Sack.
Who's going to be who's gonna
donations
have a hairy mole?
Are not required, but they are encouraged because we're trying to feed the kids.
She's touched my peepee.
I like pizza.
River City Bike Expo, 3 big days, 1 ticket in Owensboro, Kentucky. RiverCityBikeExpo.com. Tunnel to Towers Poker Run at the Mount Holly Moose Lodge in Mount Holly, New Jersey, Saturday, July 13th. Motoblot, June 21st through 23rd, 2024. You're going to see a whole bunch of bitchin' bikes and some cool music because obviously Reverend Horton Heat's going to be there, and I'm sorry we won't.
Itchy Bonds.
Go ahead, do it, do it.
I can't.
Come on.
I'm not inspired
Come
tonight.
On.
Born free.
Oh, June 22nd through 23rd.
There you go.
This year.
That's what comes after 22nd.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's like, I got confused by 24. Go check them out at bornfree.com. A lot of our friends are going to be there. You never know. We might be. I don't know. Oh, my stuff's not in order.
Really?
Oh, boy.
July 13th, 10 a.m.
At the Garage Build Bike Show, powered by Dennis Kirk at the Running Aces in Casino. We will be at that one. We got an official invite.
Booyah!
We're going to be going. And Chris is going to be doing some MC work, and we're going to be looking at cool motorcycles, all sorts of good stuff.
What the hell? What the hell? What the hell? What the hell?
Vintage Soul Show.
Stop.
July 27th.
At
Dory's Tavern in Prior Lake, Minnesota. See, any ounce of professionalism I had went right out the window.
What the hell?
Stop saying that.
Harley Homecoming, Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Offspring, Cypress Hill, Audubon Beaver, July 25th through 28th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We'll be at that one, too. Oh, Cycle Showcase at the Steel Pony during Sturgis.
Booyah!
So rad.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's all we need, Sturgis. Poppy's Old School Chopper Show at the Full Throttle Saloon Monday. It's a tradition. If you're not there, you're probably a loser. I'm just saying.
Loser. Just saying.
Just saying. Love you too, Mom. Smokeout, September 5th through 8th, 2024 at Rowan County Fairgrounds, Salisbury, North Carolina.
Did you have to focus on that? Did you just have a stroke?
I think I did. No. Yeah. Go ahead, one more time.
Born for y'all.
Born for y'all.
Born for y'all.
Yellow Rose Canyon, October 17th through 20th, 2024. Fuel Cleveland.
Look at that.
July 27th and 28th, 2024. At Hale Farm.
Mike, you'd be so proud.
What did you say?
We won't be at that
what
one.
Farm?
Hale.
What
the hell?
What the hell?
Where'd my other one go?
What?
The Stubborn American.
No, that's it. Oh, I put that one up special. You had that's a call for.
Call for one. Stubborn American Rally. I would like to try to go to this one. June 20th and 20th. June. Oh, shit. We can't. I mean, we can't.
Real nice.
Your mother's watching.
Judy, you see what she does?
Yeah, see? Happy Mother's Day, Judy.
This is what we have to live with.
Oh, at the K River Campground in Mortars, Oklahoma. It looks like a darn good time. I'm going to make up for the swear.
So.
Oh.
Son of a biscuit eater. Son
you
of
can
a
win this
eater.
Motorcycle.
I'm going to drop a link right
not
now.
Not that motorcycle, but that
it'll,
motorcycle.
A better version
it'll be that,
of that
motorcycle,
motorcycle,
but it'll actually look like a cool custom motorcycle. So.
That motorcycle identifies as a cool custom motorcycle.
That motorcycle will identify as a cool custom motorcycle. So, in the meantime, man, lots going on here. We have a very, very special show next week. I can't even tell you what's going to happen. We'll have a promo up sometime through the middle of the week.
How are we going to promo that? It should just be like, watch this. Like, it's like top secret. Watch this. Like,
and then the end. Just like that.
The end. Talk me into it.
Hey, today is Dan's 50th birthday. Get the hell out of here.
Happy birthday, Dan.
We should have
Dan
on.
Dan who?
Daniel
Donnelly.
Oh, no shit.
Happy birthday, Daniel.
Oh, well, if we'd have known that, we'd have dressed real nice.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Sing happy birthday to Daniel.
Oh, boy. That's not a good thing with this group.
Happy birthday.
All right, stop.
To you.
Oh.
Fail.
All right, man. Listen, we got lots to do here in headquarters. Thank you guys so much for sharing your headspace with us. We do this every Sunday night at 9 p.m. through the courtesy of Dennis Kirk, who leaves the back door to the studio
Amazing.
Open so that we can do 90 to 120 minutes of all the two-wheel bullshit we can fit. 50 floors beneath the street level. I'm going to get that one in as many times as I can continue to say it.
Oh,
and
buddy.
For you to understand why I just said that, you're going to have to tune in next week when we'll come back. Same chopper time.
Same chopper channel.
Get out and ride, Felicia.
Bye.